hello to all my lovely followers out there. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've made an audio diary. I think the last time I made one, I was getting a new phone, so I stopped making them until my new phone came in, and then it came in, and I just kind of never got around to making another one. I think I've mentioned before, I'm very much the type of person that enjoys doing nothing, and so when I have time to myself, or a day off, like, I'd prefer to just lay in bed and watch Netflix or stuff like that. But I wanted to make one today because I'm sure some of you saw my posts last night that I got rejected. And I do not handle rejection well at all. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about those feelings and stuff like that. So, I'm not going to go into too much... Sorry. I'm not going to go into too much detail about what happened. I mean, it's pretty simple. Like, I was messaging a guy... with the understanding that we would meet up to have sex, and then he just stopped responding and he left me on read. I haven't tried meeting anybody new in probably years. Like, I usually just go to the same, you know, one or two guys that I know that are always, you know, just down to fuck, because I'm not really, looking for a relationship, and honestly, I don't even really know if I'm a relationship type person, just because in past relationships, I've always found myself kind of getting bored of sex and just wanting something new. And I know that sounds awful, I just want to be honest, and that's why I don't really look for relationships. I'm more so just, you know, look for guys that are just down to have a casual sex. So last night I realized that he probably isn't gonna respond, because it was Wednesday. He read my message and didn't respond, and at first I gave him the benefit of the doubt and thought maybe he's just busy and he'll respond later, because I know I do that sometimes. But now it is Friday, and I have kind of just accepted that, you know, he's not going to respond, and he just kind of ghosted me. And it sucks. And this is another reason that I don't really try and search out new guys, because of that rejection. When I was younger, I was kind of like the ugly duckling. I didn't have my first boyfriend until I was 17, and I've only had 3 serious boyfriends my whole life, and I'm 27. And so growing up, I got rejected a lot, and it really kind of fucked with me and made me question my worth and, like, what's wrong with me? Is it my personality? Is it my looks? I kind of started GWA to cope with those feelings and to feel desirable, because in real life I don't. And so I kind of put on this, like, ultra sexy, kind of confident, I think, persona when I'm making audios and posting pictures and stuff. But in real life, I'm very self-conscious. Being rejected in that way when it hasn't happened for so long, because I haven't put myself out there, it really kind of sent me into that spiral again of, like, well, is it because I'm overweight, or is it because my nose is too big, or my teeth are fucked up? Is it my personality? Am I just boring? Am I not confident enough? Because I know confidence plays a big part into attraction. And I've told guys the same things, is that I don't, personally for me, it's not really how attractive you are, it's how confident you are, that can make you attractive. And I genuinely believe that. Sorry, there's a loud truck next to me. And I know that I'm not always the most confident person, and I'm afraid I'm afraid that people can kind of see that, and then, it turns them off. But, so for the last few days, I've kind of been struggling with these feelings of self-confidence and self-worth and not feeling sexy, or desirable. And then also, because I'm in recovery, for those of you that don't know, I was a heroin addict for 3 years. Because I'm an addict in recovery, and it's been so long, I don't really know how to cope with these feelings of self-worth, without using, because, you know, using is a way to kind of numb your feelings. And I also, in my addiction, used stimulants like crack and meth as a weight loss tool. And I became very, very sick at the peak of my addiction. I was very underweight. And in my mind, that was kind of the peak of my beauty, even though, like, logically I know that that's not the case, that I looked very sick, and that not everybody is attracted to these extremely thin girls, it's so hard to explain if you've never been an addict, when you kind of come up on these feelings and you don't know how to cope with them. And the only thing that has worked in the past was drugs. And, like, drugs made me so confident in my body, because I knew I was losing weight and I was extremely thin. And just, there's very much a kind of, like, romanticism of drug use. At least here in the U.S., and in social circles that I was in, there's very much this kind of, like, tragic beauty about, you know, a girl that, is an addict and, is just kind of destroying herself. And I mean, you see it in TVs and movies, like the TV show Skins I used to watch when I was younger. There was this kind of glamorization of drugs and, you know, stuff like that. So I've really been struggling with this, these thoughts of like, well, if I were to use again, I could lose all that weight again and I would be more confident and maybe that would attract more people. But then I also know that just the fact of being an addict is unattractive to, I think, the majority of people. But it's that kind of paradox that you have when you're an addict in recovery of, I know it's bad and I know it's bad for me and I know people know it's bad, but like, you looking back, you kind of only see the good parts. I don't know. I hope I'm making sense. So, the last couple of days I've kind of spiraled down into this hole of questioning my self-worth and I'm trying to stay positive, and I'm trying to tell myself that, you know, I don't want to be with anybody that's not absolutely enthusiastic to be with me and they think the sun shines out my ass and all that crap. Because that's genuinely true, you know. Why would you want to be with someone that's not happy to be with you, or you know these things we tell ourselves, they don't always ring true in our own heads. What kind of frustrates me is that this guy that I was talking to, he wasn't even like, you know, super hot. Like, he was just kind of average. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you're average, you have to say yes to every girl that wants to have sex with you because you can't have standards because you're just average. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's just frustrating because if he was super hot and he ghosted me, I would kind of understand because, you know, he has his pick of the litter. Why is he going to pick me? But, you know, this guy just being average, I really thought I had a chance. Oh my God, this sounds so bad. I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to talk through and work through my feelings of frustration and you know, stuff like that. And if he would, the first time I messaged him, if he would have just said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, or whatever, you know, that would have been better than kind of, getting my hopes up. I don't know. I feel so stupid. Yeah, I don't know. I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say. And I'm not trying to be mean by saying like, oh, he was just average. I don't know. Sorry, I'm thinking. It just sucks when you think you really have a chance with somebody and then it kind of doesn't go that way. It's just disappointing, and it makes you question yourself. So those are the feelings I've been struggling with. This was a long one. If you're still listening, thank you for listening to the whole thing. I know I kind of rambled a lot in this one, and there are probably some areas where I didn't really make sense or sounded really mean, but I hope y'all understand that I'm just trying to come to terms with these feelings of rejection. Excuse me. So, that's it. I'm hoping to snap out of it and maybe just get dicked down by one of my regulars. Maybe that'll make me feel better. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for all of your support, for everybody that commented on my posts about being rejected. I really appreciate all of you. I love this platform so much because everybody is just so sweet and so genuine, and I just feel really lucky that I have you guys to kind of vent to. So I hope you are having a great day, or if it's the morning for you like it is for me, I hope you have a great day. And I hope if you are rejected or you've been rejected, you remember that you don't want to be with somebody that isn't overjoyed to be with you. So, yeah. Thank you all so much, and you'll hear from me soon.